All right, how's everyone this morning?
Good. 大家怎么样? Okay. 早晨?
All right, we're going to be in Philippians chapter 3.
我们今天一起看腓立比书第三章。
And I appreciate the opportunity, Pastor, to be back up here and to speak again.
我想感谢牧师给我这个机会今天和大家正道。
And so we're going to continue off of last month where we left off in verse 11.
我们上个月我们分享到第十一节，今天我们从十二节接着分享。
And I know we're I don't want to go over on time, so if we need to, if we don't get through it all, we'll stop it and pick it up next month.
我会看好时间，如果我们今天不能够完成，我们下次讲到的时候再接着继续讨论。
Let's do this. I'm going to read the passage. It'll be from Philippians 3:12 through 21.
下面呢，我来读这段经文是腓立比书的第三章十二节到二十一节。
And then after that, we'll have a word of prayer and we'll jump back in it.
之后呢，我们会一起祷告，然后我们再一起分段来看。
So I'll go ahead and just read it straight through and you can follow along.
下面牧师会从这个读这个经文三章十二节到二十节，大家可以跟着用中文或者英文自己来读。
Maybe just for fun, I'll read like every other verse, English, Chinese, English. No, okay, maybe not. So.
看看你们是不是注意我的讲道，所以我可能会轮流的用英文、中文来读。但我会这样做。
We all might be confused what translation that is. So, but all right, let's start in verse 12.
我们从十二节开始。
It's not that I have already obtained this or I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Verse 17. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you so much for your goodness to us.
天父，感谢你给我们这么美好的一切。
We thank you for our salvation this morning.
我们感谢你给我们的救恩。
Lord, that we as we're reminded, as we take the Lord's Supper, Lord, we're reminded of your goodness to us.
我们今天早上在领圣餐的时候，我们又重新思想你对我们的那样的大恩大爱。
Father, I want to ask as we look at your word that you would speak to us.
主啊，我祷告，当我们看你的话语的时候，你能够向我们显示。
Lord, we ask that you would focus our hearts and our minds today.
神啊，请你让我们能够集中精力，让我们的心思和意念都注入在你的话语上。
Would you help this not to just be another day where we hear your word and we walk away, but help us to apply it to our lives?
请你帮助我们，让今天不会成为以前的某些天，我们看完你的话语，然后转眼就忘记。Father,
we ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
我们以耶稣的名祷告, amen.
All right, Philippians chapter 3. I don't know about you, but I really enjoy the book of Philippians.
不知道大家是什么感觉，我自己个人来说非常喜欢腓立比书。
And when we left off last time, we were looking at the first 11 verses of Philippians chapter 3.
我们上次讲到是讲了第三章的前十一节。
And so we're not going to go through the whole thing again.
我们大概今天不会再重新 过一遍。
But Paul, in this passage, he's talking about how knowing Christ is of greater value than anything else.
保罗提醒我们，认识基督是至宝。
We see in verses 7 through 9 of chapter 3 that Paul says that salvation is by faith alone. Righteousness is by faith alone in Jesus Christ.
我们在第三章七节到九节，我们知道得救是本乎恩。
And we see that prior to Paul coming to faith in Christ, that he was trusting in his own righteousness.
我们记得回想，当保罗在接受耶稣基督之前，他是依赖他自己本身行公义。
And he gives a quite an impressive resume of his success and his status that he's achieved.
他当时列了一些他 取得的成就，真是非常非常引人注目的一系列的成就。
But once he meets Christ, once he knows Christ, he says, all of these things are nothing compared to Christ.
当他认识主耶稣之后，他的所有的成就，他认为都视为粪土。
And we see so that Paul stopped trusting in his own righteousness and put his faith in Christ's righteousness.
保罗开始就不再相信他自己的公义，而是把他的信心放在神的身上。
So he's been justified by God.
他的信心他的公义是被神来定义的。
And we see Paul now. He's trusting in Christ, but he doesn't just stop there.
我们看到保罗他完全的信仰耶稣基督，但是他没有停在那儿。
But he wants to go on and he wants to know more about Christ.
他想更多的知道耶稣。
He wants to grow in his Christ-likeness.
他想在耶稣里边能够成长更像耶稣。
And so this is what we're going to look at today is last time we talked about knowing Christ, about placing our faith in Christ alone.
对，上次以前我们谈过我们要认识神，把我们的信心放在神的身上。
So this is a Christian.
说这是一个基督徒的样式。
But now this morning we're going to look what do we do now that we're a Christian?
那么今天我们会看我们是基督已经是基督徒了，我们该怎样去做呢？
Do we just take that salvation and okay, that's good. I'm good now.
我们会不会是说我们已经得救，然后我们的事儿就完成了呢？
Yes, we have that eternal security.
我们是心里边有那种安全感。
But now Christ wants us to grow in our relationship.
耶稣让我们和在他的关系上面能够进一步的信任他。
He wants us to grow and become like him.
他让我们成长，能够更像他。
This is sanctification.
这就是一个成圣的过程。
This is a lifelong process.
这是一个一生都需要进行的过程。
Of becoming like Christ.
能够更像主耶稣。
And learning about him.
我们学习耶稣。
And so we see Paul. He doesn't just say, "Okay, I'm saved, and that's it. Like I don't need to learn anything else."
我们看保罗，保罗没有说 "OK, 现在我已经得救了，然后已经事情全完成了，我们就不用再做任何事。"
But his attitude is of one that wants to know God more.
他的态度是，他想更多的认识主耶稣。
And so we see as we jump into verse 12.
我们来看第十二节。
That Paul often he uses like athletic analogies.
这里保罗经常会用一些体育，像一个运动员一样的一些用语。
And he uses these examples to present truth.
他用这个在运动场上的一些相似的类比来解释真理。
So this we see an example of running a race.
我们这里边看到保罗给我们的一个例子，就是一个跑步的竞赛。
And if you've ever who's ever run like a 5K or 10K or
在座的有没有已经跑过五千米和
？All right, we have a couple in here.
我们有几位已经。
Who's ever signed up for one and just never ran?
有没有人
？OK，
有没有人准备参加比赛，但从来没参加
？You don't have to raise your hand, but right, so yeah, we think of race, and so if we can use that same and jump off of Paul as now we're a Christian, now we need to keep growing. We need to keep maturing in our faith.
我们来想，就是用这个作为一个比较，我们想看保罗提醒我们。我们已经是基督徒了，然后我们下面该怎样做？
And so we have this picture of a race in our minds.
所以我们脑子里边会有这个比赛的一个画面。
And each of us, we're on this journey. I almost hate to use the word race because we think we got to get through this as quick as we can.
我们这里边用这个词是比赛，就是我们想的是要达到这个目标，能够越来越尽快达到这个目标。
But each of us are on this journey to gain a fuller knowledge of Christ, to be conformed to His image.
我们每个人都是在进行这个赛跑，能够更多的了解耶稣，能够得到他完全的知识。
And we know there's a lot of different distances. You know, there's the maybe the sprint or the 1 mile or the 5K or 10K half marathon, marathon, and it keeps going on and on and on. So, and it gets pretty far. And each of us in our Christian life, we may be a little farther along than others. Some of our Christian life may not be as long as others, and God may give us, some of us, years and years, and other of us, we may not. But are we growing in Christ?
I'm sorry. We're going to talk about this. 有些人已经是很资深的基督徒， 不管是怎样，我们这个一生走的这个寻求基督的路上是一个很长的一个赛跑，我们要努力的去向前跑，去达到那个目标。
I want to clarify, just so there's no misunderstanding, but Paul is not, as he's talking about this Christian life of following Christ, he's not saying to do all of these things so that we'll be saved.
这里边我想提醒大家一句，保罗在里边讲到说，并不是说我们做了所有这一些事情，我们就完成了这个救恩的使命。
Because he's already covered that in verses 7 through 9.
他已经在第七节、第九节讲过这个。
It's not through our works, it's through the work of Christ.
不是说通过我们自己努力，而是通过神的救恩。
He says, now that we're Christian, now what?
现在他讲说，我们已经成为基督徒，然后下一步该怎么办呢？
Are we going to grow now?
我们还要继续成长吗？
Not necessarily the greatest example, but it would be the same as we sign up for that 5K or that half marathon, and then we just expect to be ready on race day, but
这好像的类比就是说，我们准备已经报名参加那个五千米或者是马拉松的比赛，然后呢不做任何的准备，我们就期望自己在比赛那一天就可以准备好，可以跑这个竞赛。
So Paul's going to give us some guidance now. Now what do we do?
所以这里边保罗给我们一些准则，一些准则，告诉我们现在该怎样去做。
I think as we examine this passage, this will really help us and encourage us.
所以他这里边给的一些例子是能够鼓励我们，能够对我们非常有帮助。
And as even this past week, as I was reading through this and studying it and reading the thoughts of in the sermons of others, it really helped and challenged me in my own Christian walk.
在这一星期，我在准备这个 sermon 的准备这个讲章的时候，我一再回想神的话语，也是一直感觉到神在挑战我，让我能够在认识耶稣的路上更加成长。
And so we see Paul's going to give us some guidance here. He starts and he says, "If we're going to, we need to grow. We need to mature in our Christian faith."
所以保罗这里边给我们一些例子，一些的指导。所以他说，我们现在已经是基督徒，我们该怎样去做
？So we see here in 12, verse 12 and 13, we see that we must humbly admit that we are not perfect.
所以在十二节，在这个十二节十三节，保罗写道，这不是说我们要非常的谦卑的认识到我们不是完全的。
If we are going to grow in our faith, we must realize that we haven't arrived.
我们要想成长，我们一定要意识到我们还没有达到目标。
Look at Paul. Look at his attitude in verse 12 and 13. He says, "Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me His own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do." Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead.
所以保罗在十二节十三节里，讲到，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
So we see that Paul says in verse 12 and 13 he has two negatives followed by a positive. He says, not that I have already obtained this or I'm already perfect. And then verse 13 says, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own.
所以保罗在这第十二节第十三节他用了两个一个逆反句，先用反向说，不是说我已经得着了，不是以为我自己得着，不是因为我已经完全，然后他接着去阐述。
So even we see that the apostle Paul acknowledges that he needs to grow.
这里边保罗使徒保罗承认他需要去成长。
He acknowledges that he hasn't arrived.
他自己指出他没有达到目标。
And I don't know about you, but for me, that encourages me.
这个不管大家怎么想，对我来说，这个对我是很大的一个鼓励。
You see, and this is a complete change of attitude from Paul.
这是一个完全的，从我们看保罗是一个他的整个的态度一个完全的转变。
Before Paul came to know Christ, he had a different attitude.
在保罗认识耶稣之前，他的态度完全不一样。
If you want to look in your Bibles in verse 6,
我们回头看一下第三章的第六节。
You see, when Paul was trusting and relying on his obedience to the law to save him, look at his attitude.
我们回想看到是保罗曾经依赖律法来成就他的公义。
It says, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless.
第六节讲到，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的。
There was a time that Paul thought he arrived.
在有段时间，保罗肯定是认为自己已经达到目标了。
But now we see that Paul said, "You know, I haven't arrived." He humbled himself And saying, I'm not perfect. I have work to do.
所以在我们这里看到保罗的态度的转变，他现在很谦卑地说，我没有达到目标，我还有很多工作去做。
And if Paul can acknowledge that, that he needs to grow in Christ more, he needs to mature more, I think we could probably acknowledge that same.
我们看到使徒保罗能够这样谦卑地承认自己没有达到目标，还要继续去成长，对于我们来说，应该是我们一样，应该更容易认识到我们自己没有达到目标，然后应该继续成长。
You know, if we're not careful, this can be the spot on our Christian journey that we kind of stop.
我们如果不注意的话，那么这一个转折点可能会成为我们基督徒生命中的一个拐点，我们可能会停止成长。
This is easy to get discouraged and be like, hey, if I'm not perfect.
在有的时候，大家可能会容易受到非常的挫败感，觉得说我不完美。
If I haven't arrived, is it even worth pursuing Christ?
啊，那我现在还没有达到目标，那么真的追求耶稣是值得的事吗？
It's easy to get discouraged right at the beginning of that race.
所以在很多时候，我们在这个比赛开始的时候，可能就觉得很挫败。
But we see this wasn't Paul's attitude. He says, "Get up and go."
这里边不是保罗告诉我们，我们看保罗的态度是说，赶紧起来，我们一起向前。
We see number two, to grow and to mature in Christ, we need to pursue Christ.
对，这里边提醒我们，我们要在基督里边成长，能够成熟，我们就要一直追求基督。
We realize we haven't arrived, and now let's start pursuing Christ.
这里边要认识到我们没有达到目标，我们要继续去追求基督。
In verses 12 to 14, let's read those.
我们一起来读12节到14节。
It says, not that I have already obtained this or I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. Verse 14, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
第十二节到十四节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求。或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的弟兄们我不是以为自己已经得着了我只有一件事就是忘记背后努力面前的向着标杆直跑要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏
Paul says I'm not sitting on the sideline I'm going to get up and go
这边保罗说我不会在边上坐着看这个比赛我要起来参加这个比赛
So I'm going to pursue Christ
我要追求耶稣
And we see in verse 14, it says, and press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
第十四节讲到我们向着标杆直跑要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。
The goal of a greater knowledge of Christ.
那么这里的目标就是对神有更多的了解。
The goal of Christ-likeness.
那么这个里的目标也是能够更像主耶稣基督。
Of being conformed into the image of Christ.
能够耶稣基督的形象。
It says, I haven't arrived, but this is where I'm headed.
这里讲到说我还没有达到目标但是这是我的前面的目标我要往哪里边跑。
What's awesome is we will see at the end of this chapter is that
我们看到这个在这章的结尾的地方
is that we're not perfect and even on this life as we pursue Christ, we will still sin.
就我们不完美但是我们在追求这个神的过程中我们会更加的了解知道神。
We have this assurance, we have this hope that one day we will be conformed to the image of Christ.
我们有这个信心，我们知道终于有一天我们会能有神的形象。
We'll be glorified with Him.
我们和神一起得荣耀。
Paul says, I'm going to press on.
保罗讲我们要奋力向前。
I'm going to pursue Christ.
我们一起追求基督。
And part of that, we have to look at what he says here that we need to avoid.
我们这里来看一下我们要避免什么。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
It says, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Paul says, and you forget what lies behind.
保罗提醒我们忘记过去。
If you think if you've ever watched a race or you go on every once in a while, I guess I'm just lame like this. I'll go on YouTube and watch some races. I enjoy running and watching it. And so you'll see someone, they'll be doing well. And then at that last minute, they have the momentum. They're in first place. And at that last moment, they look back to see if their competition's coming.
我们大家可能有这个经历，在这个我个人非常喜欢跑步，但是我经常在 YouTube 上面看别人的赛跑的实况。我们在有的时候会看到 有些人已经在一直跑快到终点之前，他回头一看，看他的竞争对手是不是还在后面。
What happens?
那么在这一刻会发生什么呢？
So often they lose that little momentum they had, right?
这一刻有可能就让他们失掉了，就败掉了这个比赛。
They got distracted. Instead of looking at that goal, they got distracted and started looking backwards.
这个时候他们没有全力以赴的去达到目标，而是被分心向后面看。
You see, we need to forget what lies behind.
所以我们这里是一个提醒，我们要忘记过去。
I know it may be as humans difficult to actually forget.
那么我也是知道，作为人来说，我们有的时候很难忘记，忘掉过去。
But we need to be careful to not allow our failures from the past to stop us now or to hold us back now.
我们要非常小心，不要让我们过去的挫败和失败来成为我们现在的那种分心，能阻挡我们向前的脚步。
I think what are some things that we need to forget?
那么有哪些事情我们需要忘记呢？
As we are seeking to grow in Christ.
那我们在耶稣里面成长的过程中，我们要忘记什么呢？
Some things come to mind that we need to forget our past failures.
有一些几件事情让我想到。首先呢，我们要忘掉我们过去的失败。
We need to forget those. It's so easy to dwell back on the times that I messed up.
有的时候我们很容易就说是反复思考我们过去的失败。
To dwell back on the times that I didn't follow Christ.
有的时候会思想说，哦，以前我做了什么事情没有遵循耶稣的话语。
It's so easy to dwell on that, and like, if I messed up before, is there even a point in trying now?
有的时候会想，我既然以前已经这么失败，那么还有什么意义来继续去再努力呢？
And we see in Scripture that there is, it is good to look and to see God's goodness and to see God restore things that have gone wrong in the past.
我们在这个圣经里边一再看到，神是修复那些失败的人和过去的失败的一些经历。
As we were looking in our Christian life and we are pursuing Christ, we want a greater knowledge of Christ.
当我们在追求基督的过程中，我们想得到更多的知识。
We need to forget about what lies behind. We need to forget about those mistakes and move forward.
我们要忘掉过去的失败，要一直努力向前。
Another thing that often we need to forget is not only our failures, but sometimes our successes.
那么另一方面，我们要忘掉呢，是我们过去的成功。
And sometimes, just as that failure can hold us back, our success too, as we look and we sit in our Christian life now and like, hey, you know, I don't need to do this now. I've done that before.
所以有些时候，就像失败可以能够阻挡我们前进，成功也会成为我们前进的羁绊。有的时候我们会看到我们过去的成功，说，哎，我已经做过这些，不需要再努力了。
You know, I don't need to get into God's word now. I've read the Bible many times before.
所以，比如有些人会想说，哎，我现在不需要再读圣经了，我以前已经读过好几遍圣经了。
You know, I've taught Sunday school before.
我以前教过主日学
or fill in the blank
或者说这个模式你基本可以放着很多很多的类似的例子。
Forget those. Leave forgetting what lies behind.
放掉过去。
What does Paul say?
这里面保罗告诉我们什么呢？
I lost my spot. Straining forward to what lies ahead.
保罗提醒我们努力的向前。
Says don't get distracted by what's back there.
所以提醒我们说，不要被过去，不管是成功还是失败，不要被那个分心。
And we have the Olympics coming up this summer in Japan.
所以今年夏天，在日本的奥运会要开始。
And that's on my bucket list of going to Olympic one day. So if anyone has extra tickets and you just need a companion, like
这是我的一个这是我的一个真是一个愿望，能够终于有一天能够。亲自的能够去看望奥运会。如果你没有票的话
，You know these athletes aren't going to be very successful in reaching their goal if they're constantly looking back at their past mistakes or even past successes and relying on that to get them forward.
想这些运动员们，当他们如果只是注重在他们过去的经历上面，他们能够在这个赛跑中能够得到好成绩吗
？We see that Paul says that we need to strain forward. We need to forget the past and reach forward.
所以保罗提醒我们，我们要忘掉过去，竭力向前。
Keep pursuing that prize.
一直向前去争得那个奖赏。
Keep pursuing Christ.
一直去追求基督。
Keep growing in Christ.
在基督里边成长。
Strain forward.
努力向前。
We see that we have to, as we grow in our Christian faith, we need to humbly admit, we haven't arrived. I have work to do.
I
need to grow.
我需要成长.
Next, we see that, hey, get up and go. Press on.
那么这时候就要起来, 马上向前走, 向前跑.
Pursue Christ. Forget the past. Reach forward.
忘记过去, 一直追求基督, 向前.
Another we're going to see that I think is well, all of it's important, but incredibly important for us as we pursue Christ. Verse 12 and in 14, we'll see.
我们看12节到14节.
Is always remember the gospel and hold on to it.
这里边提醒我们一定要真是抓住福音.
Look at verse 12 again with me.
我们看第12节.
It says, not that I have already obtained this or I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own. Because Christ Jesus has made me his own.
这不是说我已经得着了,我已经完全了,那我乃是竭力追求,或者可以得着基督耶稣,所以得着我的。Verse
14, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upper call of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直保,要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来的奖赏。
I like what Paul says though in verse 12, he says, because Christ Jesus has made me his own.
这里边在12节,保罗讲到,
We see here is that Paul is not doing this and pursuing Christ just so he can check off a list of, hey, I'm going to check all these things and it makes me a good Christian.
And that's
an easy thing to fall into.
这种情况下,有的时候我们很容易就陷入这样的陷阱。
It sometimes can be easy and comforting sometimes just to take a list and like, hey, if I read my Bible, if I pray, if I do this, if I go to church, go to prayer meeting, then I'm doing pretty well.
有的时候我们心里边, 当有一项项的清单, 我们完成了上面每一样的事情的时候, 比如像去参加祷告会, 参加主日崇拜, 参加主日学, 参加圣经的团契, 当这一切都已经, 完成了之后, 我们心里边可能会有一种安全感。
Don't get me wrong, those are good things.
不要去理解我,错误地理解我, 这些都是很好的事。
As we see from Paul, that's not his motivation.
但是我们从保罗告诉我们来说, 这不是他的目标。
Motivation is the gospel.
他的目标是福音。
But Paul realizes, hey, I've been changed by Christ.
这保罗意识到说, 我是被耶稣基督改变。
We see his, in the beginning of chapter 3, we see what he used to trust in for his salvation.
我们在保罗的, 在第三章的前面这些经节, 看到保罗记述他, 在认识基督之前,他是怎么的样子?
But now he realized that hey, Christ is the one who rescued me.
现在呢,他认识到耶稣基督是那个真正拯救他的人。
Christ is the one who loves me. He's the one who saved me.
耶稣基督是那个爱我,能拯救我的。
And so Paul is living. Paul is growing to know Christ more, the one who has saved him.
所以这里边保罗是要在基督里边一直成长。
And so he's holding on. This isn't just out of duty or responsibility, but he's holding on to the one who has saved him. And if you think, if you're a parent this morning, one thing that can be pretty neat, there's a lot of hard things about being a parent, right? But there's one thing that's good, especially when they're young, is it's easy to be your child's hero.
So I want to 提醒在座的家长, 我们知道作为家长这是一个很难的一件事情。 当孩子小的时候,我们经常会犯一个错误,就是成为孩子的英雄。
Maybe I'm just heroic, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
也许说我自己是一个英雄, 你们不是这样。
Not so much though as your kids get older, right? Like teenagers? I mean, I don't know.
孩子们越来越长大, 到青少年时期,
they think, maybe they think it, but...
也许有些孩子还认为父母是英雄, 但是可能比较少。
I think for Henry's still at the age though that... Like anything I do is great, most of the time. So.
所以我的儿子 Henry, 基本上我做什么事情，他都认为我是一个大英雄。
I feel like my self-esteem is really going to go down when he gets older, though.
所以我已经意识到，当他越长大的时候，我的这个自我的这个自己的看法会越来越的下降。
I mean, for Henry right now, like if a light bulb burns out in our house and I just change the light bulb, I did something like huge. So it's good. It feels good, though. So,
所以当 Henry 的话会说，我家里面灯泡坏了，我换上一个灯泡。 这个在 Carrie 看来简直是一个了不起的一个英雄事迹，让我心里面也感到很自豪。
We think even at his age, where you still get afraid of different things, like you're afraid of the dark, or he'll be up on a playground and it'd be too high in a spot that he doesn't feel comfortable, and he asks for you, and you if you go over and help him, which obviously I do, if you go over and help, then man, you're like his hero.
所以我可能孩子小的时候，他们会害怕各种各样的事情，害怕黑暗，害怕登高的地方。这个时候，孩子会在远处喊，让爸爸来帮忙。啊，爸爸会竭力的跑过去帮忙。这个时候，孩子会认为爸爸是一个伟大的一个英雄，让爸爸自己心里边也觉得很自豪。
And at least right now, at this stage of his life, every time after you like rescue him, he just holds on to you.
就这里面我们可以看到，这么小的孩子，每一次我当把他救下来的时候，他就会就是抱住我不放。
And he's not going to let you go.
他不放手。
And if you try to let it, if I try to set him down, he's just like, no, no, Baba, hold me, hold me, hold me.
所以我要想把他放下的时候，他就会说，哦不，爸爸，赶紧抱住我。
This is kind of, if we can use this example, this is Paul. He says, you know, I've been rescued by Christ.
所以这里边是一个比喻。我保罗提醒我们，我已经被耶稣来救赎。
So he's not just trying to follow a checklist in his Christian life.
他不是说来清理自己那个清单，完成每一项事。
He wants to hold on to the Savior who has saved him.
他要抓住耶稣，抓住这个救赎他的主。
He wants to pursue this God who pursued him.
他要追求这个主，主要追求这个把他救赎的主。
He wants to become like Christ.
他想成为主耶稣的样式。
His hero.
这是他的英雄。
Our hero.
也是我们的英雄。
I'm going to give one more, and then for sake of time, we'll finish the rest next month. So we don't keep you guys here till 12. So.
所以看，因为时间的缘故，我再讲一点，然后呢，下面没有讲完的，可以在下次讲到再分享。
Sunday school teachers might not like it, and you have to go home and prepare your snacks for the Super Bowl tonight. So I'm just kidding. So.
大家可能是 Sunday school 的那在逐日学的老师可能等着你们，也不希望我来拖堂，而且你们回家还要准备今晚看那个超级杯的那些点心。
I told myself I wasn't going to talk about the Super Bowl, but it happened. So
我提醒我自己说今天不要谈这个超级杯，但是还是抑制不住。
Last we see is in verses 15 and 16.
我们来看第十五节、十六节。
See that as we're pursuing Christ, that we must humbly admit that we're not perfect, that we need to grow.
所以这前面提到，当我们认识到我们自己不完美，我们要谦卑认识，我们要一直去追求。
Next we see some from Paul's example that we need to get up and go. We need to start pursuing Christ.
保罗从保罗角度，他提醒我们，我们要起来，马上起来，然后努力去追求。
Forget what lies behind and strain for what's ahead.
忘掉过去，竭力向前。
Next we need to remember and hold on to the gospel.
能够记住，能够抓住福音。
And next, and this will be our last one for this morning, is we need to do what we already know to do.
我们在后在。我们要做我们已经知道该做的那些事。
Look at verse 15 with me.
我们一起来看十五节。
So let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained.
第十五节，所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示我们。
So we see that Paul is talking to those, he says, those of you who are mature, those who are growing in Christ.
保罗提醒说，对于那些已经比较成熟的基督徒，已经在耶稣里面成长的基督徒。
He says, think this way. Think about what we just talked about. Think this. Apply this to your life.
想一想我们今天讨论的这一些，然后能够在你们生活中能够实践这些。
He said, if you think anything, if you think otherwise, if you think different, God will show you that.
如果你想这里提醒我们，如果你想别样的事，那么神一定会提示你。
Only let us hold true to what we have attained.
让我们能够抓住我们已经得到的这个真理和福音。
We see even in these verses, kind of a sign of someone who is maturing in Christ.
所以这里边也是一个那些在基督里边比较成熟的基督徒的一个特质。
A sign of maturing in Christ is that we don't get sidetracked.
这个特质之一呢，就是说。在耶稣里边成熟，我们不容易被其他事情来分心。
We're able to stay on track.
我们能够一直遵循我们的脚前进的方向。
In our Christian life, as we study God's word and we pursue Christ, there's going to be things that we don't always understand.
所以在我们作为基督徒在追求耶稣基督的过程中、哦、我们在学习过程中可能有些事情我们并不明白
There's some things that maybe it's an answer we won't know till heaven. Other things we may just not know until we grow more in our relationship with Christ.
可能是我们在以后学习中可能会明白有些可能我们直到最后可能才会明白
But we see this challenge to do what we know to do now.
我们看到这个挑战我们现在来做我们知道该做的那些事
If you're like me, it's easy to kind of get stumped or to stop because I don't know all the answers.
对，你要像我的话，有的时候我会觉得很挫败。当我不知道所有的这些答案的时候，我可能会停滞不前。
Or to wait until I have it all figured out.
或者是等着说我把这一切全都明白之后，我再去做。
We need to do what we know to do.
那么这里边提醒我们，我们要去做我们已经知道该怎样做的事。
Follow Christ where He has revealed that to us.
我们来遵循基督，遵循他已经向我们显示的那一切。
To pursue him and what he has already shown us.
追求他已经向我们展示的那一些。
The sign of maturity is staying on track.
那么这个成熟的一个标志就是能够一直的向着目标直跑。
I'm not sure where you are on your journey with Christ this morning.
所以我不知道每一个在座的人在你们追求耶稣的过程中你们在哪一个境界
I'm sure in this room we have a lot of different stages of our Christian life
我相信在座的有很多人在不同的阶段
Maybe some of you this morning are like Paul was before He was trusting in his own righteousness He was trusting in his own works for salvation
也许在座的有些人会像 Paul 以前那样像保罗以前那样子相信自己的努力相信自己的成就
And if that's you this morning, then your decision you need to make is to follow Christ.
那么如果这是这个讲述的是你的话，那么今天你可以做的决定就是来跟随基督。
Is to place your faith in Christ alone.
把你的信心放在耶稣基督唯有耶稣基督之上。
And if you're a seeker and you're not sure what all you think, there's many people in here that I know would love to talk with you.
如果你还是在寻求的路上，你还没有接受主耶稣。如果你是这样的人，今天我很愿意和你继续的交谈。
Those of us here that you're a Christian, and you may have been a Christian for a long time or a short time.
那么在座的很多的是基督徒也许你是基督徒很短时间，也许是很长时间。
Are you growing in Christ this morning?
你在耶稣基督里成长吗？早上你成长吗
？Are you pursuing Christ?
你在追求耶稣基督吗
？Are you growing in Christ-likeness today?
你今天有没有更加的努力成为耶稣的样式？
I want to challenge you this week as we part ways that you would go back and you would look through these verses on your own throughout the week.
我是想给大家一个挑战，当今天你离开这里，在下一周，我想挑战你去重新温习这些话语。
I look forward to jumping back in at verse 17 to 21, in March.
我想在三月份我讲到的时候继续来申言第十七节到二十一节。
As we continue to pursue Christ.
当我们一直在努力追求耶稣的过程中。
As a challenge, though, as you go about your week.
我是想给你提出这个挑战，在你这星期里边回头读这些圣经的话语。
Read this passage. But what's one way this week that you could start pursuing Christ more?
那么这一星期你可以想，有哪就是取一件事情，哪一件事情上你可以更加的追求主耶稣基督。
Not everything, not a, you know, 100 different ways. What's just one thing you could do this week?
不是说是上百件事，就选一件事情。这一星期你可以有哪一件事情你可以做来追求主耶稣基督。
Maybe that would mean this week I'm just going to spend a few minutes each day in God's Word.
也许这星期，那么你可能决定说我每天花一些时间，读神的话语。
I'm going to spend a little bit of time praying each day.
或者说每天我要花点时间来祷告。
I'm going to think before I respond to someone, especially criticism. I'm going to think about what Christ would do.
或者说，在我在回答某一个人的一些事情的时候，我可能会先想一想，在这种情况下，耶稣会怎样去做。
What's just one thing you could do this week? I want you to think that, and I would encourage you before you leave this morning to decide what is that one thing that I could do to pursue Christ more this week.
所以我是想挑战大家，就是在今天你离开的之前。下定决心，决定一件事情，这星期可以做的事，能够更加追求主耶稣基督的一件事。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you so much for loving us.
啊，天父，感谢你这样的爱我们。
Lord, we're not worthy.
我们真是不配。
Lord, we rebel against you.
我们叛逆。
Lord, we curse you.
我们有的甚至来咒诅神。
Lord, but in your love, you saved us.
但是神啊，你的爱，你救了我们。
Lord, would you help us as we go about our week this week?
神啊，请你帮助我们下一个星期。
To take some time to intentionally pursue you.
能够真是每天花一些时间，能够专门的追求你。
And to grow to know you more, Father.
能够成长，在耶稣里面成长，能够更加的了解你。
You know our schedules, you know our life, Father, but would you help us and challenge us this week to pursue you?
你知道我们每天的那些细节的安排，你知道我们每天生命的光景，神啊，请你提醒我们啊，提醒我们能够每天的追求你。
We ask this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以耶稣名祷告，Amen. Thank you.